I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This episode of The Rough Draft Diaries involves the Kutsia family. They're local. They only live about 20 minutes away from WGTE Studios. However, on the day of our interview, they were much farther away. Heather Kutsia was traveling back from Boston. Boston's Children's Hospital, to be exact.
It's not often that we're, you know, out of town in Boston for two weeks, and we're just starting this new drug so they can see how Carly's disease has progressed and if they were able to make a difference.
Carly is Heather's daughter, and she suffers from progeria, an extremely rare, fatal genetic condition characterized by symptoms of aging that have become accelerated in children. So these symptoms appear just as they would in the aging public. There's growth failure, thin bones, loss of hair, wrinkled skin, stiffness of joints, hip dislocation, and heart disease and stroke. Children with progeria die of heart disease at an average age of 14 years. But they're not born that way. Children with progeria are usually born looking like healthy babies. They only begin to display these characteristics of accelerated aging within the first 2 years of their life, or in Carly's case, within the first year.
Carly, it was my first baby, and she was a very happy baby. Did everything that a baby should do. So, you know, she was hitting all of her milestones in terms of, you know, rolling over and walking and potty training and eating and all of those things that she should be able to do. Talking, she was right on track, if not ahead. But my doctor noticed something right away. She thought that, you know, Carly had something called dysmorphic features. You know, her facial appearance actually was just smaller. She has this really small nose, really small ears, really small head. Just wasn't growing at the pace of the average baby. And that was confirmed at 10 months that she indeed did have progeria. And I have to say that I was really taken aback that that was our diagnosis.
Although children with progeria have common features, it's important to note that they have no cognitive impairment. Carly is fully aware that she looks different and is different than the people around her. And this could be difficult for a child who is just graduating kindergarten.
I know people will stare. Often, like, kids will stare, but if they're with an adult, I would hope that the parent would notice and try to come down to Carly's level and say hello. And she sees it. She knows it. She's stopped me at Target before and said, those kids are pointing and laughing at me. I mean, she's very observant and aware, and that is just painful, and it breaks your heart, and there's not much you can do. We know that Carly's disease is very recognizable. I mean, she does look different. We're hoping that a smile or a wave will come along with the eyeballs, and we're okay with questions. That's fine.
Heather is fairly used to answering questions because, again, progeria is an extremely rare disease. According to PRF, Progeria Research Foundation, roughly 1 in 4 million births result in a diagnosis of progeria. As of May 2016, only 132 children were diagnosed with progeria worldwide, with about 40 of those children living here in the States. It can be a blessing and a curse. Although it means that there are fewer children suffering from progeria, it also means that those children are fairly isolated. And awareness of the disease, not only in the public, but in the medical community, can be small.
There's probably an average of 150 additional kids in the world living with progeria where they haven't been discovered and the doctors don't know what the diagnosis is. And I started to think, we're raising all this money for clinical trials, but that's only for 40 kids. What if we find the other 150 kids? Like, that's a lot of money. Hmm. How would they ever fund that? And what if they can't? You know, and is there more that we can do?
Carly decided that there is more that she could do. So she created her own nonprofit called Carly Cares.
We decided to fund our own nonprofit for a number of reasons. We still give 75% of every dollar we earn to the Progeria Research Foundation, but it also enabled us to do some things that the Progeria Research Foundation cannot do because it's not within their mission statement, like fund the travel for 12 families to go to a camp and spend a weekend together, you know, and talking about this rare disease. Some of these kids have never met another kid, you know, with progeria, and I think that that's very important. The last thing on my bucket list for our nonprofit is to fund a different aspect of research here in our area so that we could create that interest here in our medical students and medical community. And I'd love to work on that cure, which, you know, could lead to a cure or at least a treatment for aging for all of us.
Until that idea becomes more of a reality, Heather chooses to focus on her family, on living each day as best as she can with her husband, her two sons, and of course, Carly.
I guess my heart breaks for someone who thought that they had forever with their son or daughter and went about their daily life and never really stopped to smell the roses, right? And then an accident happens, right? Because none of us are guaranteed tomorrow. And then they missed all those opportunities. For me, you know, we have not given up hope, but we're also trying to live every day today because there's a very high likelihood that Carly will have a shortened lifespan. So I don't want to wait to do things. I'm not going to be taken by surprise. We do at least have that warning, so we're trying to do as much as we can right now.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries.